Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
She won American Idol, Billboard chart topping, Broadway starring, film starring Jordan Sparks. Guess what she's doing now, though?
She's a mom.
I bet she's better at that than any of the other stuff. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How are you? That was such a cool intro.
Well, thanks. How's baby DJ?
He's good. He's with dad right now. He just woke up, and so he's like all puffy and so cute and squishy, but he's good.
Now, cute and squishy is always good. How old is he?
He's 14 months.
You know, it's the greatest thing that'll ever happen to you. The hardest thing and the greatest thing. And after everything you've done, could you imagine that would be true?
You know what? Actually, yes, and it is. I've always loved kids, and I always knew that if I ever had the opportunity to have them, that I would love it. But I had no idea that I would love it this much. I really enjoy it.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, it's just you just don't know till you know.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. You have partnered with Kalahari Resorts and Conventions for National Water Park Day. Why is that important to you?
Well, we partnered together because it's just important to be able to take time away from the everyday hustle and bustle of life. To be able to take a step away and just have fun, you know. And I just remember growing up and being able to take vacations, and summertime was always the best time because we just got to go and we didn't have to think about anything else but having a good time and exploring and the wonderment of it all. And so for me to be able to do this with them was a lot of fun. We got to go and experience the resort. So Kalahari Resort is the biggest indoor water park in America.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It truly is. I walked in and I was just like, whoa. Like,
right?
For me, I was just full of amazement just to see everything. And I brought my son and my husband and my mom, and we had the greatest time. But we went and we got to spend time in the little waiting pool for the little babies. And it was really true when they say they have something for everyone. Sometimes they don't think about the younger kids like that can't really swim. But there was so many things for him to do, and his eyes were just so big, and all the kids were around, and he was just having the time of his life. And it was amazing to be able to do that because he deserves to be able to take a little vacation too away from the house that he's familiar with and all that stuff. So it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, the crazy thing about the Kalahari Resorts is, you know, you think about, well, there's a little baby boy, 14 months old. Everything's new to him, and of course he's going to be blown away by that. But you're a grown-up. You've seen everything, and you were knocked out.
Yes, I was absolutely, it really blew my socks off. Like, there was everything for everyone, and not just the water. I mean, they have like miniature golf, and they have ropes courses, they have spas, they have really nice restaurants. I mean, there's an arcade, there's everything. I was just like, well, I could live here. That would be cool.
That would be kind of a fun way to live, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So when, I don't know the date, is National Water Park Day like now? When is it?
It's July 28th.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Yes, so it's coming up. So I will be reminiscing on this past weekend, and I hope we get to go and spend an even more time and bring more family with us the next time we get to go.
All right, now I know you love hanging around with that little boy, and why wouldn't you? But what are you doing work-wise?
Oh, right now I'm actually working on new music. I've got some really good songs that I'm very excited for people to hear. I don't have a release date yet because I'm still working on some more, but I'm excited to be back in the studio and doing that. And then I'm also working on a movie that is Christmas related, which Christmas runs in my veins. My birthday is December 22nd,
yeah.
So it's natural that I get to do something Christmas related. And then I'm also hoping to start filming on a TV show that I'm a part of called Unrelated, that's on Freeform. So there is a lot going on, but it's all good things, all good things.
I get the whole December thing. My son's birthday is December 18th. His daughter, my granddaughter, December 19th. So, yeah, you're all at the same party.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. It's so great. No, we could do Christmas in July. Let's do it. I'm okay with that.
That's all right, too. Yeah. And, you know, it's a question that comes up sometimes. They go, I don't understand why it takes so long to do an album.
Right.
The songs are 3 minutes long. How long could it take you to write a song? But inspiration comes when it comes, right?
Yeah, inspiration comes when it comes. I mean, now it's so crazy. The way that music is consumed is so different than it was when I first came out, oh my gosh, 12 years ago, I guess.
Right, right.
So much. But we consume it so much faster. So there are people who are putting out song after song after song all the time. But I just, my brain doesn't work that way. You know, I grew up listening to, you know, the greats like Mariah and Whitney and of the like. And, you know, they would put out an album and you would have to wait 2 or 3 years until, you know, they came out with another one. So for me, that's kind of how my brain works. I also, with this album, I want to take my time. I want to make sure that it's definitely what I want to say.
Man, get it right.
Yeah, and that is complete and right, definitely.
So do you love touring as much as you love making the music?
You know what's crazy? Touring was not my favorite thing. I loved performing. Like, once I got on the stage,
right, get it.
Loved it.
Yep, I get it totally.
Travel and like waking up and not knowing where I am, yep, sometimes, and that got a little bit crazy, especially because I was by myself a lot. It got kind of lonely because I was so young. But I think now it would be different because I'd have my family with me, and it would just be a completely different experience this time around. So I am excited to do that again when it comes up.
Is it harder now than it was before? I mean, you know, when I came up as a disc jockey in the 80s and into the 90s, the model was this. You were really good. Somebody saw you in a bar, or maybe you were lucky enough to get your tape heard. They signed you to a record deal. They developed an album or two. They put you out on the road. I mean, it's all different now, but it's not. I mean, everybody doesn't get discovered by playing music on YouTube, right?
Right. I mean, it's different. You never know. I mean, you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you'd run into. So, I mean, there's still that form of, like, mystery when it comes to it. But things definitely have changed. It's almost like it's a fast track now where, like, you get discovered, you're on YouTube, and all of a sudden you have a single, and then you're touring, and then, you know, there's everybody. There's so many people that are coming out all at once, and music's getting consumed so quickly that there can be so many artists all the time. And I think it's great. I personally think there's room enough for everybody. Like, we don't have to be in competition with each other. Like, everybody's different. We can all do this. But, you know, it definitely is crazy on how things work. And touring is different as well, too. I mean, I know there's a few acts that can do arena and stadium tours. Now, I know for me, my preference is to do kind of smaller crowds. Like, I love doing, like, theaters and clubs,
sure,
a little bit more intimate. So I think it depends on the artist in that way. But in terms of the development and A&R and different things like that, that's all different, too. I'm unsigned by choice right now. So it's really nice to be able to just, I get to make all the decisions in the music and decide what it's going to be and what it's going to sound like and, you know, the visuals and all of that. And it's amazing. But, hey, as long as you are happy and you get your music out and you are okay with what you're doing, you know, you can be signed to a label or you can be independent. It doesn't matter as long as you are being heard.
Yeah, it's got to work for you. The thing is, you're not going to get paid a lot when you first come out, but then there comes a point where you ought to be getting more money than you do because the business model has always been so sideways. And there are some really good A&R people out there, artists and repertoires, what that means, but there are also people that, I mean, they don't know your music. You know your music, and you don't want to be told what records to put out.
Exactly, yeah. I think there's definitely a lot of give and take when it comes to the music industry, but I do think that we've made a lot of really cool advancements, but you're right. The music industry is definitely sideways. I think artists definitely should be getting paid more for what we do and for how hard we work, because there's a lot of sacrifice and there's a lot of things that go into it and a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't really get to see, you know? But I definitely think that hopefully we'll get it together. Hopefully the music industry will get it together and everybody will be paid what they need to be paid. And, you know, everybody will be able to really enjoy themselves in this industry.
Last question. What are you going to do if DJ says I want to be a singer?
I'm okay with that.
Good.
I'm totally okay with that. I mean, I want him to be able to do whatever he's passionate about, you know, but it is really crazy. His musicality is totally there. I think he's going to be a percussionist. He loves, like, beatboxing. And he'll just be like, when he wakes up, and I'm just like, where did you get this from?
That's
it's tremendous. So crazy because I'm definitely not a beatboxer, but it's definitely there. But I know he loves basketball too. Ball was the first word he said after Mama and Daddy. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I want him to be able to do whatever he's passionate about.
You know what you got to do? Take him to see Stomp. Next time there's a road production of Stomp, take him to see Stomp and see if that lights him up.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's such a great idea. That's a great idea.
Jordan Sparks, one of the most popular American Idol winners. You know, there's so many music shows now, and the editing has changed so much. Everything is positive, and it's not all positive when you go through this stuff. I'm not saying you ought to have judges doing the Simon thing and ripping everybody. It just doesn't feel real like it did when you won.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed, for sure. I'm happy that there are still platforms for people to be able to, you know, live their dreams and get a chance to do it. But it definitely has changed. I'm grateful that I was able to do it when I did, because there is something to be said about showing the struggle, you know,
yeah.
showing the craziness in turn that helps propel you to where you are, to where the polished, shiny, finished product is there, but you get to see how you got there. So I definitely agree with you on that, but I do love that they're still around to give people a chance to live their dream.
More of them every day. National Water Park Day coming up. You got a website or a hashtag you want to send people to?
Oh, yes. People can go for more information at KalahariResorts.com. And I also want to shout out Gina Ruzica, who was on my season of Idol. Love you, girl. She still lives in Chicago.
Good.
And she's absolutely amazing. So I just want to say hi to her and her family.
All right, Gina. You ever need plugs, you know where to find them right here. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
There you go, Jordan Sparks. DJ's mom, Dave. That's DJ's mom.
Yeah, how about that? DJ, a rising star, it sounds like.
Beatboxing when he wakes
yep.
up.
Yep. Look at your 14-month-old beatboxing.
Yeah, getting it done.
Yeah.
DJ is probably a great name for a kid that's beatboxing.
You would think,
right?
Yeah.
Seems to work. 923. Hi, everybody, on CLTV. Steve Cochran Show continues next.